Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
The first working day of the short week will be fine with cool weather, and it will be warm in the Lower Veld and other parts of Limpopo. Pretoria and Mpumalanga up to 23, Joburg and Emalahleni 21, Polokwane 20, and Rustenburg a high of 22 degrees.
In Parktown on the M1 northbound, queuing traffic towards the Oxford Road exit.
Residents of Bronkhorstspruit have been told water is on the way. The Tshwane Metro says the last of the repairs on a Bronkhorstspruit reservoir pipe were completed by midnight. However, the reservoir is empty and it will take time for the water level to recover. And the first of the heads of state has arrived at the OR Tambo International Airport for tomorrow's inauguration of President-elect Cyril Ramaphosa. The airport's company is urging travellers to add some time to get to their gates at the airport. There's a high police visibility in the area, and the airport cargo road have been closed as part of the security measures. I'm Khaira de Souza. More news at 8.
Well, Saturday will be the biggest rugby day of the year so far. The Vodacom Bulls up against Glasgow Warriors in the ERC Grand Final. We'll delve into that shortly. The match will be preceded by the Springboks' first test of the season. The Boks face Wales at Twickenham at 3 o'clock. The team will be announced at 12:30 this afternoon, and that Bok match day squad will fly to London tomorrow night. Well, quickly, three results from the European Football Championships yesterday. Slovakia upset Belgium 1-0. Romania beat Ukraine 3-0, and France recorded a slender 1-0 win over Austria. But for us in and around Gauteng, Loftus will be the place to be as the Bulls take on the Warriors. The Bulls were made to work hard for a 25-20 victory last Saturday. They're bracing to take on a Franco Smith-led side that have done incredibly well to find themselves in a grand final. And joining us on the line, Bulls coach Jake White. And
Jake!
Hey, coach.
Hello, how are you, my friend?
I'm relieved after last Saturday. I'm sure you are a couple of hairs short of what you were on Friday. And I mentioned in the last hour that you can't say it, but I was not happy with the refereeing performance. But you must be proud that your team was able to overcome everything thrown their way.
Yeah, that's something that I wrote about. I just think, again, it showed a little maturity. We've been, you know, been together for a short while. And it's one of the things that good teams do is they adapt. And I thought the way we adapted to the interpretations, the calls we got, you know, showed maturity. Because we would have, you know, we could quite easily have said to each other, we're not going to win this game, let's damn it, you know. So, very proud of that. And I suppose more proud, Caller, when I heard you introduce saying there's a great game of rugby at Loftus, and then just by the way, there's a test match.
There's a Springbok match as well.
South Africa, I've never heard it go that way, right? So no. I think we're getting something right.
And then my big worry after watching what I thought was a brilliant performance, how's Vili?
Yeah, shame. He got knocked on his head. In fact, the interesting thing was he got tackled, and then as he was falling backwards, he happened to run into the Marku Stadden's knee as he was trying to jump over him. So I think a lot of the damage of the head knock actually came post the tackle. So yeah, he won't be involved this week, which is a bit of a... But he wants to be here. He asked if he can be part of it. He asked if he could sort of bang around the team and add value and see what he can add, which... There's wonders for him, Kola, considering he's won two World Cups and he still wants to be part of the team this weekend.
Jake, how good did it feel on Saturday? I mean, that is one of the better wins, if not the best.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, I've been very fortunate. I've been doing this job a long time and I've had some wonderful memories, you know, beating British Irish Lions with the Brumbies team that had no Wallabies. You know, we beat SAA with all the overseas-based players a couple of years ago when we were just starting with the Bulls. But this, for me, is probably as high as it can get. I mean, you're playing against them. And I think the context for me is because this group of players is coming back here in 3 weeks' time to play against South Africa. So,
yeah.
You know, I think the interest, again, from everybody within our group was, listen, this